場におります。あなたが迷いも消えないと本来の場所で本来の姿に戻るのです。さあ早くお仕事を。
Years later, a man invented the hydraulic turbine. And through this invention, we were able to harness Niagara, the Passamaquoddy Tide, the Colorado and Columbia rivers, and other fast-moving bodies of water throughout the world. One hydraulic turbine could produce 100,000 horsepower even in those days. Following this, the gasoline engine that we all acquainted with, and after that, the diesel.
Thank you. performance where she inserted a contact mic into the gun and made a 7 or 8 minute recording of it and then looped it into a 21 minute piece. In her visual work, Lauren Lesko often used the bomb as a site for artworks. And that, of course, extended to some sound works. There's a great tradition of women using sound and a great tradition of the body as being a sound source for artworks, works of sound art, works of sound poetry, like Henri Chopin, who swallowed microphones, Christoph Nadone, who actually does recordings cracking his knuckles or people passing gas. This is not official. Lesko, through this piece, has become a rather legendary figure.
Which before we never thought possible. But the primary requisite is that we cultivate an awareness of this God within, that we know he's around, waiting to help. Controlled enthusiasm. Whenever I talk about this subject, I like to clarify its meaning, because enthusiasm is too often misconstrued as a back-slapping, raucous, artificial type of conviviality. This is not the enthusiasm that I'll be talking about on this record. The enthusiasm that I have in mind is a vitality.
Thank you. the people whose lives it touched and seared. It began in San Francisco when a beautiful young woman, who identified herself as Miss Wonderly, walked into the offices of Spade and Archer, private detectives. Miss Wonderly had just told Sam Spade why she wished to engage detectives when Spade's partner, Miles Archer, entered the office. Wonderly has seen Thursby and has a date with him tonight. Maybe he'll bring his sister with him. The chances are he won't.
Every animal, plant, or man that dies adds to nature's compost heap, becomes the manure without which nothing could grow, nothing could be created. Death is simply part of the process. Every death, even the cruelest deaths, drowns in the total indifference of nature. Nature would wash unmoved if we destroyed the entire human race. I hate nature. This passion, this spectator, this unbreakable iceberg face that can bear everything. And this goes up to greater and greater acts. But though I hate this goddess, I see that the greatest acts in history have fallen in history. Nature teaches a man to fight for his own happiness. And if he must kill it to gain that happiness, why then the murder is natural. Haven't we always crushed down those weaker than ourselves? Haven't we torn at the throats of the powerful with continuous villainy and lust? Haven't we experimented in our laboratories before applying the final solution? Man is a destroyer, but if he kills and takes no pleasure in it, he's a machine. He should destroy our passion.
Yeah. Tonka. Terminal electric, voice of sea, falling door, out of agitated, up to Sally, Mary J. Stop. Spectators scream through the track, electronic brain shivers, blue and pink and chlorophyll orgasm, spitting out money printed on rolls of toilet paper, condoms full of ice cream, low-deck hamburgers, we smile for the world, spurt out in a blast of foam, garden tools and barbecue sets, whistles through the air, you are the spectator. Crumpled cloth body, two dead nitrous streaks of an old film set, gray luminous flakes falling softly on York, Honolulu, Paris, Rome, Boston. From siren towers, the twanging tones of fear. And God of panic, piping blue notes through empty streets. The berserk time machine switches a tornado of years of memory. Wind through dusty offices and archives. Board books scattered to rubbish heaps of the earth. Symbol books of the all-powerful board that controls thought, feeling, and movement of a planet. From birth to death, with iron claws of pain and pleasure. The whole structure of reality went up in silent explosion. Paper moon and muslin trees, and the black silver sky, great red, double the world rain down. When I handed in my report to the district supervisor, he read it through with a narrow smile. They had distracted you with a war film and given false information as usual. You had experience, of course. Totally green troops in the air. However, your unauthorized action would enable us to cut some corners. Come along now and you will get the real facts. Police patrol pounded into the home office of Lazarus and Company. And now, Mr. Winkhorst, and you gentlemen of the board, let's have the real story and quickly. I wouldn't you rather talk to the partners?
$654, almost double the amount we had done the year before. Also, first in the day, we cut our work week from 40 to 36 hours and added another 2 weeks of vacation time, making a total of 6 weeks. It's amazing how it all boils down to one simple attitude. It becomes more and more evident to me every day. My enthusiastic approach to dentistry has worked miracles for my practice. An excerpt from a letter I received recently from Ohio. We're so gung-ho we can't sit still, and the whole office has caught the fire of enthusiasm. We're going like a house of fire, and the great things are happening. Another man put it this way. In many ways, I'm a cynical fellow, and I'm sorry to say that this attitude colored my feeling toward my practice. But because of the change in my attitude, the spark that has been ignited in me, I have just now completed my best 2 months of practice in terms of gross income.
Sounds and seeth strange sights and commotions in the sky and in the air.
sur la vieillesse et la caducité. Or écoutez ce refrain de Bicêtre, cette leçon vous servira peut-être.
On ne peut pas, on est toujours, il faut jouir de ses fêtes. On ne peut pas, on est toujours, il faut jouir.
Thank you. You'd have liked a brighter veil, wouldn't you? Or at least...
By the way, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, not at all.
Well, forgive me for being so inquisitive. But during the past few weeks, I've wondered whether you might be having some second thoughts about the mission.
How do you mean?
Well, it's rather difficult to define. Perhaps I'm just projecting my own concern about it. I know I've never completely freed myself of the suspicion that there are some extremely odd things about this mission. I'm sure you'll agree there's some truth in what I say.
Well, I don't know. That's a rather difficult question to answer.
You don't mind talking about it, do you, Dave?
Oh, not at all.
Well, certainly no one could have been unaware of the very strange stories floating around before we left. Rumors about something being dug up on the moon. I never gave these stories much credence. But particularly in view of some of the other things that have happened, I find them difficult to put out of my mind. For instance, the way all our preparations were kept under such tight security, and the melodramatic touch of putting Doctors Hunter, Kimball, and Kaminsky aboard, already in hibernation after 4 months of separate training on their own.
You're working up your crew psychology report.
Of course I am. Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly. Just a moment. I've just picked up a fault in the AE-35 unit. It's going to go 100% failure within 72 hours.
You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Sound Soup. I'm Spax, and in this horrible collage which you've been subjected to, the ingredients were the following. Chromatics always saves my ass before the show starts. Zendik Orgastra, don't know where they're from. Bitrate, John Williams and Star Wars, the Maltese Falcon, Slit Pyramid, Clock DVA, the Anti-Group, Moz Gator, Zendik Orgastra again, Bill Burrows, Neil Brahe in The Magic Power of Enthusiasm of Dental Practice, Genesis, Kenny G, The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner by David Bedford, and Anthology de Chansons de Salgaud, Jacques Beccard, excerpt from Rebecca, 2001 Space Odyssey, Philip Jack, theme, Carl Orff, Songs for Children, and now you're listening to London Concrete. Plus. I've been playing all these tapes which I found which don't have any titles on them. Probably been playing them for a while, and what else are they going to do? So yeah, I'll be playing to you next week as well, live mashup. You can hear this if you like on newtoy.org/soundsoup. Listen to the whole playlist, in fact, of all previous shows.
Rob Simone here on Resonance FM.